Let's go to God's Word this morning. Again, thank you for being here today. Church wouldn't be a church for me if it wasn't for you. And I get so much out of people. You might say, Gary, what keeps you going? Well, obviously, it's the Lord keeping me going and His Word and commitment. And there's all kinds of things like that keep you in the ministry. The average pastor lasts about a year and a half at his church. Had a chance to be with a young one this week and tried to counsel him. Another ministry. But things that people go through is not easy. So people ask, and my life ain't been easy. Many of you know stuff in my life. So what's kept me going? And obviously it's been the Lord. But you know what it is? What keeps me going now? What keeps me here every Sunday? It's you. It's you. I wouldn't be the guy that would be sitting in a room somewhere just teaching the Bible to a microphone. And it going out and I couldn't see the people. I have to see the people. But I want to be with people. I want people to touch me. I want to love on people. That's why I keep doing what I do. You hear me? So you matter here to me. It's not just a slogan to me. It's something that I never said it before till I was hurt and touched by the Lord, and other people help touch me and care for me and lift me. And it's just something I've never gotten over. You hear me or not? Say. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want you to get over it. Come on, man. That's why I go out to eat. Why you go out to eat so much? Because there's people. I'm not the guy that'll go through a drive-thru and sit in a parking lot by myself. Not that that's wrong. People do that. That's just not me. I'm going to go to eat. I'm going to go in a restaurant. And I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to love on people. I want to touch people. At the end of the day, it's all about people. At the end of that, for God so loved the who? The people! That He did what? Gave His only begotten Son, and people don't matter? I think we've screwed up a lot. And let me get you, I'm going to just get you thinking. Now, Roger, we didn't talk like this in the office and all that, but we'll be fine. Hang in there. But I think church has been, and this is just me getting older, getting, you know, through life and reading God's Word and working at it, and but also just common sense. I think we've tried to have church and we tried to have a relationship with God based on things we do. The Bible we read. The length of our hair. This is going back some. Wearing a certain kind of clothing, a suit, a tie, a woman in a dress. I'm keeping all these rules, these lists. You know, not cursing, not smoking and chewing and running with those that do those things. Not going to the movie theater. I mean, I could go down the list of all these things. If you'll not do all this and you'll do all this other stuff too, the rules, you'll have a relationship with God. And what's wrong with that thinking, if that is your thinking only, is that you can have that without really giving a hoot about people. You can have your relationship with God, and you can be mean as a snake. You can be rude to people. You can be ill to people. I've met a lot of Christians. I mean, it looks like they got their act together, but you won't want to spend 10 minutes with them. And so what I'm trying to say, I know that's a little convoluted, but what I'm trying to say is, it's like you can have this relationship with God if you're holy. If you're holy. See, you need to be holy because He says, be holy as I am holy. And so we focus in on these rules and doing this or doing that or not doing this and not doing that. And if you're not careful, it's a perfect trap of the devil. And you can miss people. Okay? By that I mean this. You're not going to have a relationship with God and a close relationship with God if you don't love the people He loves. Y'all hear me or not? How many of y'all are like that in your family? I mean, here's somebody, you want to be nice to them, but they treat your kids like dirt. Or they treat your mom and daddy with disrespect. Or if you're a wife, they treat your husband with disrespect. Or if you're the husband, they treat your wife with disrespect. But they're like your best friend. No, it's just something inside of us that said, if you treat the people that I love with disrespect, then you and me gonna have a problem. Is that true, yes or no? We don't even have to work at that, do we? It's because you love those people. Well, there's something wrong with us when we think we can have the favor of God by doing something or giving money or going to church. I can have the favor of God without truly working very diligently at loving others. Did you hear me? A delusion? So loving people is paramount. So let's look at the message. We're talking about favor. Remember, I know that I'm not quite awake yet, okay? The idea is, and you know I'm telling the truth. Well, I was christened when I was a baby. I was confirmed. You know, I was this, I was that. Went to Sunday school. We got this whole list, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. And somehow we think we're good. But Jesus loved people. What kind of people? All people. Matter of fact, he stood up most of the time for sinners. And the church has spent a lot of time putting sinners down. That's the truth. Now, guys, I came from a very, very conservative background when I got saved, from Hellraiser to a really strict church. So you might not have been like me, but these are things that's affected my life and my education at a very, very rigid conservative, seminary and Bible college and all that. And I don't regret all that because it taught me the importance of God's Word. But they also taught some other stuff that was bull. They did not teach me to love people. That college, that seminary, they did not teach me to love people. They missed it. And most of them that stood up there, you know why I think they taught many of them? Because they couldn't make it out there loving people. So they went there and taught us. Because they can teach us the facts and the stuff, but if you don't teach people to love people, then what are you doing? You hear me? I don't want you to miss this stuff on favor. You can't buy it. You can't do it. You can't earn it. You got to love who God loves. Do you hear me? You better love who He loves. Because He's just like you. When people don't love the people you love, it bothers you. When we don't love the people He loves, it bothers Him. But here's the money. God, give me your favor. I don't know about you. I'd smack you right upside the head. We're creating His image and His likeness. I think we forget that sometimes. A lot of the way we think and a lot of these things that we think and feel, they're because we were made like Him. And He feels and thinks that way too. You hear me or not? But people. So now, let's go to the word. Favor. Favor with God and people. Favor with God and people. And push me, buddy. We'll go now. We're good now. Okay? I'll try not to get too digressive. What is favor? We've done it a few times. Say it out loud with me. It is what? Approval. Help me. That's pitiful. Come on. Help me now. Let's start again. What is, according to Webster, it's what? Approval. It's an act of kindness. It is to treat as a favorite. And it's to what? Have preferential treatment. Did you know the other night after the restaurant, I had, me and Kim had a couple we took out. It was a mother and a daughter. And I went out together with these folks just to love on them. And Kim was hurting real bad, real bad. She's got a hip that's causing her a little problem. And she's supposed to be in better shape than me. Come on. But anyway, that's another story. But anyway, what'd you say she is? Shut your mouth. Okay, anyway, so we get done with the dinner, and she did good, and we did good together, and had a great evening. It was fine, but she really had to work to get there, to go through that, to be honest with you. And me, it's just what I do, and I can do it, no problem. So we're sitting in the truck fixing to go pick up our two teenage daughters. We have older children. We got two teenagers, Abby and Danny, and they're over their grandma's house. And so we get in the truck, and it might not be a big deal to you, but Kim said to me, see, the plan was we were going to go back to the house, and then she would go pick up the girls and maybe spend a few minutes with her mom. Okay? And I'll just be at the house. And that's fine. That's the way we do it a lot. She looked at me and said, would you mind if we just go pick up the girls now on the way home? And then I can get a hot bath and when I get home. And that's just a simple little request. And you know what? Because I've been studying and I've been understanding what favor is, I told her, I said, you don't even have to ask me to do that. Because you're my favorite. You're my favorite. Whatever you want is what we're going to do. But she got in that little, you know, it was okay. It was like, please, like a humble thing. And I get that. That's sweet of her to do all that. But see, she's my favorite. You get that or not? Yeah, praise the Lord. I'm just talking is all I'm doing. Amen. This favor thing is getting me a little. It's getting me a little. You'd think we would communicate that better with one another. Amen. You know? I think that can help us all. Don't you agree with that? If it can help me, it can help us. Just think about it. Anyway, I know you think I'm a nut. I don't give a hoot. I love you. Did you know because I love you, I can get by with a lot more stuff? I could say a lot more. Some pastors get up here and say what I say, they'd be run out the first day. But because I love you, it finds me a lot of favor. Amen. Say, come on, let's go. So I want the favor of God and man or people. And that's what Jesus had. He grew in strength and wisdom and a stature and wisdom and stature. And it said he had the favor of God and people. When he was 12 years old, that started. And we sort of took that as our launching pad for this series on favor with God and people. And we've seen several messages so far. Last week's message was real faith really works. Real faith really works. If you want to have favor, it's going to require you and me working for it. Okay? That's going to require you and me working for it. For example, if you want favor with God, you're going to have to work at how you treat people. Did y'all hear me or not? Say, yeah, but I don't smoke and chew and run with girls that do. Great for you. But what about that neighbor? What about that person in the restaurant? What about the people at Publix? What about that person that's struggling, that's down and out? What about the person that doesn't have their act together? What about that person that doesn't look like you? Do you make an effort towards them? Are you waiting them to come to you, or are you the one that takes that foot and step towards them? This is how you get favor, not like this. Favor comes like this. You understand or not? You want to jump towards Jesus in your problems, also step toward people. If you want the favor of God, step into people's lives. Start to care about people. Well, I don't like people. You ain't got the favor. And I'm doing you a favor by telling you how to get the favor. Amen. Okay? You got to love who God loves. I got to love who God loves. Say that out loud. I got to love who God loves. One more time. I got to love who God loves. One more time. I got to love who God loves. Now, that's if I want His favor. If I want His approval, His kindness, being His favorite, and having preferential treatment. I've got to love who He loves. So, real faith really works. We talked about faith without works is what? Dead. Now it's our faith in Jesus and what He did on the cross and how He loved us so much. He died, He was buried, He rose again for us. That's how we're saved. But our faith that we have in Him needs to now work. And who's our example? He's our example. Did He love you, yes or no? Did He love you when you had your act together while you were a sinner? While you were a sinner. That's how, why don't we listen to Him? Why don't we, nobody taught me that. You think that would be course number one in Bible college. Right? Did you know there's certain churches, at least a couple, that sort of, they don't make fun of me to my face. But they think I flipped my lid on this love thing. Can you believe that? Can you believe somebody would criticize me for talking about love and how you can love people and how you need to love others and love the Lord? Do you think that is ridiculous, yes or no or not? Just spell my name right. I want to be that guy that talks about love. In the greater Inglewood community, I want to be him. You hear me? And I'm also being honest with you. I learned how to talk to people from my mother being a waitress, by growing up like I grew up. I get that. Growing up in the South, country boy, all that kind of stuff. You can learn this stuff. And that can almost look like it's love. That ain't love. There's a long time I did all these things, but I didn't really get to the heart of the matter and love people like the Lord wanted me to do it. You hear me? So this is something I'm growing in, and you can grow too. So this week's message, here we go. Here we go. It's fall. Isn't that sweet? Got us a leaf up there. He puts all this together, not me. That's Roger going, happy fall, y'all. Real respect. That's. Can you say that out loud? Real what? One more time. Real what? You're not going to have the favor of God unless you really respect people. Do you understand that? Yeah, but I give my money. I go to church. I check it off. I was baptized when I was a baby. Hooray! You're not getting His favor unless you really respect people. You hear me? And if you've not been doing that lately, I know you're struggling right now with this message. That's okay. We need this. You'll have a better marriage. You'll be have a better family life. This will be a better work environment for you. You're going to start to discover, well, my goodness, they used to never talk to me on the job. Yeah, because you changed, dude. It's amazing. When we start to really respect people and treat people with respect. Matter of fact, I believe having the favor of God. You might disagree. I don't give a hoot. But I believe really having the favor of God really depends on how you treat people. Pretty simple, isn't it? You mean I can have the more favor with God if I treat my wife, my husband better, my kids better, my friends better, strangers better. Everywhere I go, I work at that. I love on people. And, let's do that. I'm going to say it one more time. Here we go one more time. Proverbs 6. Six things the Lord hates. He hates six things. Now, I don't have the Bible. If you've got it open, maybe turn there. I might not get them perfect, but I know a few of them. A lying tongue. Who do we lie to? People. That's what we do. Feet that be swift to mischief, causing trouble with who? People. Hands that shed innocent blood, who do we do that to? People. He that sows discord among the who? Brethren, that's people. There's a couple of more there. Huh? A false witness, so lying or gossiping about who? Do we gossip about God? No! We gossip about people. Isn't it funny? The things that God hates has to do with how we treat people. The first four commands are about how we're to love Him and treat Him. The last six is all about how we treat people. You cannot have the favor of God if you're ill as a hornet, mean as a snake, rude as a day is long. Just ugly to people, unkind. You're not going to have the favor of God. Now, fortunately, you grew up in America and you can be fooled. Because you got a check, because you got some money, because you got some clothes and a house and a car. You can think you have the favor of God. You have not the favor of God. And he might just look at you one day and you say, well, I did this and I'm done looking at this right here. He's going to go, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never even knew you. You want to be solid in the Lord? Love people. Respect people. Is this too much for you today? Too hard. So, real respect. You know how you get real respect? From your attitude and your actions. Okay? Keep looking. Push me, buddy. Now, I know I'm trying to go. You're killing me. Here's God and people math. Here's what the God and people math looks like. Me and Raj will pull out a chalkboard occasionally. Here it is. What is God and people math? My attitude plus my actions equals my what? But, there's some God and people math too. Look at some more math. Here we go. Or my attitude, back it up one more time. Back it up, buddy. My attitude and my actions are disrespectful towards people, and that's going to equal disrespect. You understand how I treat people? My attitude and actions are either going to show I respect them, or my attitude and my actions are going to show my disrespect. Is that clear? Should be as crystal. Okay? Keep looking. Respect. Respect. It's showing favor toward people. What's favor look like? Favor is when I respect people. Thank you. I'm sorry. Appreciate it. Can I help you? Like when people come to church here, we'll just stand there. Here they come. I'll just say nothing. It's not respectful. Respectful is like, hey, how are you? Welcome. Glad you're here. If you hadn't seen somebody, wait, how was your week? Y'all hear me or not? First thing out of our mouth is some criticism or something bad about how bad my week was. I think it's disrespectful to tell somebody right up, first time you've seen them in a week, how bad you got it. Can you not say hi first? If you want favor, respect people, and you'll have approval, kindness, and you'll be their favorite. Did you know people come to this church and they long to see a certain person or two at this church? Because they just treat them so good. Do you know some people, the only hug they get all week long is right here? That's why we don't want to have church at fights. We don't have church at gossips. I'm 62. I won't put up with it. Period. Because I'm right and you're wrong. If you hurt people, you gossip about people, six things the Lord hates, I hate them too. Okay? We want this to be a very respectful. Doesn't mean I'm not, I'm going to preach the Bible. Some things are going to be hard as nails. Good, it's the Word of God. But hopefully, I'm earning your respect. And even if you disagree, you'll start to see it's the Word of God and you'll start to, whoa, I need to listen to that. You hear me? But if I do it in a disrespectful way, I treat you disrespectfully, and then I try to get up and preach the Word of God for crying out loud, I just don't think it's going to fall on good ground. Amen? Keep looking. Long intro, huh? So, let's go to the book of James. Book of James real quick. Real faith demands that you not be prejudiced. You know Satan is on to something, and so is political parties. If they can get us to hate one another, they can get their agenda through. And they'll make up stuff. They'll even have people come on there and just... People are totally opposing what they're saying, and what this person's saying is true, but this discord and things they spread, it wins the day so often. It wins the argument. I mean, if you live in this country, you'd think we're the most prejudiced country on the face of the earth. We're the greatest country on the face of the earth. Do you hear me? This is the freest nation in the world. It's ridiculous. Are there some problems? Yeah, but oh my gosh. This is great. The progress this country's made has been incredible. And now the problem is we got fat and happy and we think we know everything. And we're going to be people in bondage again if we're not careful. God has been good to us. His word was brought to this land. And so much of things that went on that was bad, it was His word that helped cleanse America. It was truth. So, but real faith is going to demand that we not be prejudiced. But let's see what James says. My brethren, say this verse with me. Have not the faith of our who? Say it with me. The Lord of glory. Say it with me. With what? Respect of persons. And that's not saying don't be respectful. That's crazy. That's not what it's saying. It means really with prejudice toward people or with disrespect toward people. Okay? Let's dial down. My brethren is talking to Christians. And by the way, this is the early church. They're being hunted down like dogs. And this church was being flooded with people who were homeless. But it wasn't homeless because they did something wrong, guys. They were homeless because they were faith followers of Christ, believers in Christ. And their homes were taken. Their jobs were taken. They were beaten. They were hunted down like dogs and massacred. And so there's people are dispersed, displaced. And so there was a lot of people. And he says, don't call yourself a Christ follower with respect to persons or if you're prejudiced toward people. Let's keep looking at what that means. Prejudice. What's the word prejudice mean? Here's what it means. It means opinions about people without an adequate basis. It means to disadvantage somebody. When you're prejudiced towards somebody, you are disadvantaging them. You're gaining an advantage on them and you're putting them in a lower position. You understand? Number three. Help me. It's to injure somebody. When I'm prejudiced towards somebody or I'm disrespectful towards somebody or I don't show somebody respect, I have injured that person. This is just the word, man. Keep looking. You know what prejudice is? I find this funny. It's in the dictionary. You know what the opposite of the word prejudice is? The word what? Wow. You know what that means? That means I can't have favor if I'm prejudiced. Because it's the opposite. Yes or no? I can't have favor if I'm disrespectful. Now, you might have got your bill taken care of. So many people do that. They find one thing wrong with a menu and you want a whole free meal because you're a bum. Do you hear me or not? Say, sorry if that hurts you. I lost 30 people today over that statement. Bible says in everything give thanks. This could be an opportunity for her to meet it, show kindness instead of ripping somebody a new one. You're not going to have the favor of God if you don't treat people right. Push me, buddy. Thank you. So stop playing a game. Disrespectful towards people, prejudice towards people. It's disrespectful. Don't do it. Yes, say that out loud. Don't what? Okay? It's a command. This isn't a suggestion. This is a command of God. It's not an option for me as a believer in Christ. I am to treat people with respect. Now, we've heard a lot of this word in our country because of race. Yes? So prejudice is all about what? All about race. No. Now, prejudice certainly can be about race. But prejudice is about how you treat people. No matter what color they are. Got it? Yes or no? We can fool ourselves. I got the favor of God because I just treat white people good all the time. You're a lunatic. We treat all people right all the time because they are people who God loves. This isn't hard. Period. Number two. Respect. Okay? Prejudicial thoughts, say it with me, or what kind of thoughts? Disrespectful thoughts? Hurtful thoughts toward other people? That, They're evil thoughts. They're not good. I hate to say it. The church has even taught us sometimes how to be mean to people. It's crazy. Ridiculous. Let's look at chapter 2 again, verse 2. If they're James is talking, and he's talking about his the church here in Jerusalem. This is literally happening. If there comes into your assembly or our church or our gathering somebody with a gold ring and goodly apparel, but then comes a guy who's poor and vile raiment, and you have respect, there's our word, to him that wears the gay clothing, the nice clothes, and you say to him, sit thou here in a good place, because you got nice clothes and stuff. Did you know the church favors people with money? I don't. If you can't give it cheerfully, keep it. And some of you, that probably rubs you the wrong way, because you've been able to hobnob and get where you at in church and everything else with your money. That's not how we do it here. Ground's level here. God loves all of us. Some have money, some don't. Some have more. They all deserve my respect. Did you hear me? Churches pick people in leadership positions based on their job, based on their money, their career, their education. I'd like to really value people, and everybody matters. And I'd like to value people on their heart. I'm not a hobnobber. Got it? Say. I'm not a snoozer. Oh, Clark's snoozing over there. I might be snoozing over there, but I'm not snoozing over there. I want to love all people. You hear me? And you have respect of the one that wears the nice clothes. You say to him, you stay here in a good place. Say to the poor, you stand over there now. You sit under my footstool. These are Christians. These are believers. And these are displaced other believers. And they're treating them because they don't have. They come into the body and they're treating them poorly. They're not respecting them. They're prejudiced between the one that has and the one that doesn't. Are you not then partial in yourselves and you become judges of evil thoughts? Can't you have the favor of God if you do this? Y'all hear me or not? Say. It's quiet. Rich here, poor there. No, no. This kind of judgment is whose problem? But I got the favor of God. No, you don't. You don't. You don't. That grieves the heart of God. God's word calls it what? So let me ask you a question. Can you have the favor of God when you're evil? Now, I'm not saying he hasn't blessed our land. You the beneficiary of so many great people before you that have handed you what you got. Now, what I mean by that doesn't mean that you haven't worked hard. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm saying thank God for people like George Washington and others that you know that came before us, that gave us the great, and the people that signed the Declaration of Independence and gave us our Constitution. We are so blessed. And you can confuse that with the blessing of God on your life. I'm not saying it's not a blessing. I'm just saying it's not favor. Okay? Not what I'm talking about anyway. James is saying don't even say you're a Christ follower if you look down your nose at who? Say it out loud, at who? This is what he's talking about. I'm talking about favor today. Respect. Real respect. My attitude, my actions. A couple other verses. Number three. If you're prejudiced, you can't understand grace. Okay? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? We had nothing to give him. He gave his life for us. Yes or no? Some of the most solid believers I've ever met in my life don't have a whole lot. It's probably helped them along their journey. They've had to rely on the Lord. And they found a friend that's just closer than a brother. And heirs of the kingdom, which is promised to them that love him. But you've despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you? Now, he's talking about during that time, but still happens. and draw you before the judgment seat? The people that brought Jesus before, you know, that tried Jesus, they were not just religious, they were wealthy religious people. And unfortunately, the church has been made like that in our world, in our country even. By what you give, by your status, by this or that or the other. It's crazy. This ought to be a place that's dictated by love. We love Him. We love them. Because He loves them. And I'm part of them. This isn't too hard, man. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you're called? We admire Hollywood people. I don't. Got it? Say, I don't. Not that I'm better than you. Why would I admire people who don't love my God and won't want to have... I mean, it blasphemes my God. It doesn't mean I don't care. They need the Lord, but I'm not going to put them way up here because somebody in the country don't have a whole lot, perhaps. And so they're down here and you're way up here. No, He's way up there. You need to get down here. You hear me or not? I don't know. You're looking at me funny. If you fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, say it with me. Thou shalt love your as your you do. And I think Jesus, He knows everything. But I think when we are prejudiced toward people, we're disrespectful toward people, here's what it really is. Here's what it really is. You don't love yourself. And so you make a living and a life out of putting other people down to put yourself up. But that ain't God's math. His math don't work like that. And it might be a tough mess. I'm not trying. I told myself, Gary, be kind today. Be kind. I don't have an axe to grind. I don't have any axe to grind. Just trying to teach the truth. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became what? That you through His poverty might be rich. There are whole churches that teach Jesus became poor so you can have a fat bank account. Whole charismatic denominations, prosperity gospel, warps that verse. That's not what that verse is teaching. He became poor so you could be saved. He became poor so that He would die on the cross for you. If He had come wealthy and been all wealthy and all that, probably wouldn't have ended the same. He left heaven, became just like all of us, just like us. What a great God we have. When you're prejudiced or I'm prejudiced, we have disrespect. We don't understand God. We don't understand who He is. Jesus said unto them, the foxes have holes, birds have air have nests. The Son of Man don't have a place to lay His head. We can learn a lot from Him. Be careful the way we look at people with the haves and the have-nots. But God, who's rich in mercy and His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, that's who we all are, He's quickened us together with Christ now because by grace we're saved. That in the ages to come He might show His exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Jesus. For by grace you say through faith, not of yourself, man. It's the gift of God. It's not of works. No. Lest any man would boast. No. We're all poor. Amen. We need the Lord. Number four, and we're done. Here it goes. Being prejudiced is what? Being disrespectful. That's what I'm talking about today is disrespect. You can call it, I ain't prejudiced. But you treat somebody in your family or you treat somebody at a restaurant or you treat somebody in town with disrespect, you are prejudiced toward that person. Your actions are disadvantaging them. Your actions are injuring them. Do you not hear me or not? Quit patting yourself on the back. I'm not prejudiced. How do you treat people? It's easy to not be prejudiced in basically an all-white town, isn't it? Excuse me. I hate to be ugly. That's just one form of prejudice. Prejudice is how we treat people. How many raise a hand? You've been prejudiced at your house before. Let me see some hands. How many ever showed disrespect at your house? Let me see some hands. See? How many did at the shopping center before? How about a restaurant? How about a church? How about a ball game? How about watching NFL at home? What I'm saying is, don't leave here today thinking you're good. You're not. There's none good. No, not one. Every one of us need help here. Love who he loves. He loves people. Respect who he loves. He loves people. This is huge. I think it's easy, though, to explain it. Now we just got to do it. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and you're convinced, the word's convicted, of the law as transgressors. It's like being convicted in a court of law. This is sin, and we're all going to be convicted by God's law. One day we will. We will stand before him and give account. It might be cool down here, but it ain't going to fly up there. Woo! Keep looking. Almost done. For whosoever should keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. That's why this list thing don't work. This list thing, I'll have the favor of God. You can do all this list, but if you offend in one point, you're guilty of all. But look what he talks about. This is really important. He says about prejudice or disrespecting others. Listen, he compares it to don't commit adultery. Also says don't kill. So if you commit no adultery, but if you kill, you're a transgressor of the law. I just think it's interesting. He could have listed a bunch of sins there. But of course it was Jesus and God himself. But James, writing on the inspiration of the Spirit, he chooses these two sins, which should really shake us. It should shake us if he compares being prejudiced with adultery and murder. Yes or no, amen. The way we talk to people is killing them. And the way we talk to people is two-timing on God. We're saying one thing, but he don't talk like that. See it? Tough stuff. Good stuff. This is good for me. I like it when I'm taught. It's not a small issue with God. We got to quit, Raj. So speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. You want to be judged with liberty? Say that with me. Then extend that liberty to others and not predisposed bias. You'll be judged with them. Do you want to have the favor of people? Treat them in such a way and you'll start to see more liberty in your life, in your family, your relationships with your children. You'll start to see it. Well, I got the favor of God. You got it because you're doing things his way. He's not like a genie you can rub his belly, you know. He gives you stuff. No, there are principles. And as you walk in those principles, and the biggest one is love him and love them. When you do that, don't be surprised if you don't start seeing his blessing and the blessing of other people in your life. Amen? We're just screwed up people is what it is. We're just screwed up people. We need help. So, just push me now, buddy. I can't read everything. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. Do you hear that? He'll have judgment without mercy who showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. You want mercy, then do what? Because he sure shows it, don't he? You will be judged without mercy if you don't extend it to other people. But that's in this life down here. Don't be surprised when you're trying to get on the girl at the cash register at the Publix. If one day you jump on her and she jumps back, I'm going to be cheering that sucker on. And you're going to go get her fired. Wouldn't it be nice if you'd have started out being nice in the first place so she didn't have to jump? Amen or oh me. Come on, I ain't done yet. Hang on. They do that at the end. I know. I know how the donuts go. So what's the key to all this? Love and what? Okay, when we're prejudiced towards someone else, we're filled with pride. That's what we are. And that was the first number one sin in the six things he hates, a proud bug. Number one was pride. When you're filled in pride, you'll treat people terribly. When you're filled with pride, those other six things will follow. In Proverbs 6, read that when you get home or something. We're putting them down to put us what? It's no good. Say this verse with me. You ought to memorize. You ought to put it on your refrigerator, your coffee table, wherever you got to put it. Here it is. Say that with me. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he'll lift you up. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for his word. We got to quit. Amen. I liked it. Come on. Praise the Lord. Jump up with me. Amen.